Cheek, a documentary on new technology and innovation in the Southeast.
The future is now, and this week on Beat we take a look at some of the ways that the new technology revolution has hit the region. The first stop on my tech trail was to Drangan in South Tipperary. Here I caught up with Jerry Horan, founder of Horan Automation. They program high-spec robots for uses in industries such as engineering, pharmaceuticals and food. Firstly, I asked Jerry to describe his robots.
I describe it as like the back of a digger or a JCB. It's a big industrial arm with six axes of movement on it, and they're six electric motors, and we program them. So the first thing we have to do onto that robot, we have to put a gripper system of some, depending on what we're doing. So sometimes we'll be picking up a box, so we maybe need a vacuum head to do that, or we could be picking up a tiny little piece. And then once we've figured out how to pick the piece, then we have to program the robot to tell it, okay, go to the pick position, pick it, take it wherever you want it to be.
So we know that if we want to write a Word document, there's software for that. If we want to edit audio or video, there's software for that too. But is there robot programming software?
Basically, the robot comes with its own software. The very same as you have Microsoft Word or Excel or whatever it is, robot has its software. And it's exactly the same. Once you learn to program that, then you're doing the same thing. It has its own. You don't have to develop the software behind it. So the robot will have its own software. We train our guys then to work with that.
I asked Jerry, who exactly was doing these jobs before the robots?
Some of the jobs, some of the things we're doing just weren't being done before. A lot of what we're doing now, it comes from industry finding new products and new solutions, and they want the products manufactured, and there really has been no one doing them before. So, and some of the things you just can't do. Other ones were being done by, you know, people were doing the jobs, but a lot of them were dangerous tasks. And also some of the newer products are, you know, they're in kind of dangerous areas, and you're using dangerous chemicals and high temperatures and high power, and you can't put people in doing them. So whereas before, some of those jobs people were allowed to do them, but now with health and safety they're not.
I then asked Jerry the big question: are the robots going to take our jobs?
At the moment we're getting near to full employment, and in our business we're having a problem even to get staff, so that's the first problem. But we've done some surveys and we've seen some reports, and generally what we find is the companies that don't automate are the ones that are losing jobs, because they're just not able to compete and they're not able to produce a versatile enough product. And we see some surveys where it shows that, you know, the companies that are spending on automation are also the companies that are growing employment.
Now, regardless of what you think of your co-workers, the chances are at least they're still human. Jerry told me about one of the newest developments in robotics, the Cobot, short for robot co-worker. Jerry explains more about this intriguing new idea.
They are kind of the latest development, which is a robot that the person can work with. Up to now, when we put a robot in somewhere, then we put a safety guard around it and you can't get in because it's very dangerous. The new ones now, you can work with them, and if you touch off them, they'll stop and they'll move away from you. So it means, especially for very intricate jobs, a person can be there and doing, you know, 90% of it, putting in, and then the cobot can work in and pick up the thing beside them or hand it to them or take it from them. And that's the latest development now, and that's only started maybe 2 years ago. And there's a lot of interest in that. It's a much smaller machine, and then because you don't have to guard it, then it can go into a smaller space.
Lastly, I spoke to marketing manager Emma Lacey about the success of the company.
We like to think that we are at the forefront of technology. Jerry mentioned the cobots as well, the collaborative robots. Like this year, we had an open day here about 6 weeks ago, where we invited a lot of the industry leaders here from a lot of the big companies around, big manufacturing companies in Ireland, and brought three of the collaborative robot suppliers here to demonstrate those robots. And yeah, I suppose that's something that I've never really seen anyone else in the industry do. So we think, you know, to sort of be at the forefront of technology is important for us.
Tomorrow, I take a look at virtual reality and the impact it has on modern life.